Blog Talk Radio.
All right, 352, I see you there, man. So you must got something to say or ask. What's up?
Hey, you, hey, man, first off, I want to say, man, you a real dude, man. You a real dude, but, hey, but I got a question for you. The reason I called up to the show, I got a hoe, but she ain't like, it's a little bit complicated, but because the way my life has been going, I ain't trying to, but I'm going to just say this. This girl, I feel like she's too much of a hoe.
First of all, you're using words very loosely, brother. Because you don't even sound like you're describing a hoe.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Is this woman out on the track selling pussy? Hoe? Or is she just a hoe?
No.
She's just a hoe because she's a bitch you fucking with.
She does music.
Okay, man. What makes you call her a hoe?
Just the way she was sucking on that strawberry, it was sexy, but it's just like, I feel like this girl a little bit a hoe or something.
Okay, man, so what are you asking again?
I'm asking is, like, the question I was trying to ask is, like, well, the way I portray myself and the way I think about the way a woman should portray herself, does she ever think about, like, the things that she does? Does she think about the things that the type of woman she is? Like, what type of woman does she want to be a female?
Bro, why is the shit you talking about concerning you?
Why is it concerning me?
Yeah.
It's concerning me because I want a certain type of woman to be in my life.
Be quiet, man. You said something. Let's go with what you said. You want a certain type of woman to be in your life. Ain't that what you said?
Yeah.
And what kind of woman is that?
But at the same time,
hey, listen to me, man. If you want to talk to me, answer my motherfucking questions or get your ass off the phone because I already see you a punk. You're running away from shit. You can't talk about real shit. That's what I'm showing motherfuckers. Real shit. You punk motherfuckers can't talk about it. You just want to make up shit, motherfucker. What kind of goddamn bitch you want? You the one said you want one.
Yeah, but I just said I got a vibe. Like, I got a vibe from her.
Check it out. I ain't got time for your bullshit. You bullshitting. You faking and you a lying-ass motherfucker. Well, listen to me then, motherfucker. Stop thinking about that stupid shit you thinking about, man. That's some counterproductive bullshit. Wondering if this bitch think about what she do. What does she do? So what? What does she do? So fucking what? It's about your motherfucking ass. Period. It ain't about no bitch. I hate you motherfuckers that call in talking about a goddamn bitch.
But you want to be famous, right?
Who gives a fuck about being famous? Stop. You want to be famous or you want to fuck with a famous bitch or you want that bullshit. I don't. I ain't got time for it on my show. Okay, 714, what's up, brother?
Hi, I wanted to know if, like, do you think, like, guy best friends is, like, a thing?
Guy best friends?
Like, you think... A guy best friend.
Hey,
stop, bro, please stop.
Don't spout any of that craziness. That stuff is a disease, and the more you spit it out and people hear it, there's something to get contaminated, man. No, fuck a guy friend. You a guy friend, you believe in it, well, be one. You ain't gonna never fuck a bitch, and you ain't gonna never get no pussy. So, what I'm saying is you must want to be gay. If you want to be gay, you can be a motherfucking bitch's guy friend. Now, how about that?
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. So, let me get started. See, motherfuckers, people, like that first caller, he's still on there. He might be, you got something else you want to say, bro? Or you just listening?
Why you calling me a punk, man?
Why am I calling you a punk? Because that punk ass shit coming out your mouth. Don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at me because I can recognize punk shit. Now you can say whatever the fuck. Okay, what, bro?
Is that the way a female's supposed to act in the industry? Are they supposed to act like hoes?
Bro, what I'm saying is I ain't in the industry. So why the fuck are you asking me that goddamn shit?
I don't know. Are you famous, man? I ain't famous.
Man, I ain't got nothing to do with no motherfucking industry. So whatever they
but
do, that's what they do. Look, motherfucker, that's what they do. Now, if you want to keep asking me that shit, that goes to show how much of a punk you is. Because I already told you, motherfucker, I don't know shit about that shit. Punk.
Yeah. Hey, man, I hope I get up in that coochie, man. I hope I get up in that pussy.
Whatever
you
go, man, look, fuck you, man. You a punk, man. You ain't getting no pussy. What bitch? And if you do get some, the motherfucking bitch going to give you whatever amount you get. You ain't going to get shit. Bitches don't give me pussy. Bitch, you can't give me nothing but a massage. You can do that. See, I'm like this. I be saying shit like this to myself after I do something for a woman, after I do something nice. I say, now, it's the time to strike while that pussy dripping with a gang of happiness and appreciation for the magnificent, let's say I cooked her dinner. For the magnificent meal I prepared her motherfucking ass. You know why I do that? I know me, any motherfucker, gotta capitalize on every little thing that transpires in my motherfucking life. Because my foundation that I stand on need constant reinforcement. I am not about to sit up here and think about what this fucking asshole is asking about some bitch thinking about whatever the fuck, because she is some kind of goddamn whatever entertainment or whatever. You know what, bitch? I was telling the motherfucker today, and I'm going to tell you motherfuckers the same thing. It's three bitches to me. A hoe, a massage bitch, and the motherfucking call girl. I don't give a fuck if that bitch is a CEO of whatever company. She's going to be one of them bitches to me as far as how I perceive her. And I'm going on what I think because you got them CEO bitches that would have made some bad hoes. But they CEO, so you can't ask them to do no motherfucking hoeing. But you can tell them a whole bunch of shit after they start liking you. So when you see a CEO bitch and she got them hoe tendencies, and you think like me, and you treat her like a hoe, but you never say bitch, and you never say hoe, and you never say pimp. But that's how you're treating her. She ain't gonna do nothing but come, wanting to give you that pussy. Shit. So I'm not saying all women are hoes. I'm saying for me to process and fuck with her, she gonna fit in one of them categories. If she don't, she ain't getting fucked with by me. Because I know how to handle them kind of bitches. I don't even want to learn how to handle some other kind of goddamn bitch that's going to give me a whole bunch of motherfucking problems. That bitch that act like a hoe, that bitch that act like a call girl, that bitch that act like a massage parlor bitch, long as you know the difference between their mentality, you can kick it with them. 360, what's happening, bro?
Hey, Rosebud.
What's happening?
So my old landlord, I've been on the lease with her since January, but she ain't giving me my security deposit back, and it's been a whole month. And she
Wait. Are you calling me with some sort of rental problem?
Yeah, it is, but I need to...
Bro, I ain't got nothing to say about that. Get yourself on the internet, get whatever legal advice you can. I don't want to, you know, tell you some shit and have you going through something and then you come on Rosewood to you. You know, fuck that. I don't know nothing about that legal shit.
Damn.
All right,
man.
Yeah, thank you, bro. So,
all
right. Yeah, let me kill this. Listen, because, see, my thing is this, fellas. You got to understand, you build enough little things that you've been proud of doing, and you pack them onto your foundation. I'm telling you, the higher you go, the heavier you're going to get. So you got to motherfucking have a strong foundation. You got to continue to do little things daily to let you know you have a shit your way. You can't wait to Friday and go out and motherfucking whatever the fuck. No, you're supposed to be doing shit constantly. So I'm finna just give you some things to think about. Just so you know, I never put my true efforts into catching some goddamn female unless she say she would never do whatever it is I want. Now, if she say that, to me, now it don't have to be true, but to me, if she say, oh, I'd never do that, and I tell myself, I'm saying, you know, run errands for a nigga or spend some of your money on this for me or whatever the fuck. Oh, I'll never do that. What I'm saying is, for her to say that, she didn't truly start doing it at one time in her life. So what I'm saying is, if she's truly thought about it and ain't no motherfucker gave her no real good reason to do it, naturally, she gonna say, fuck that. But see, a motherfucker like me, a motherfucker like me, you know, before I even ask that goddamn shit, I have already thought of all of what I'm finna tell you. And after I do say that shit, and the bitch say whatever the fuck she say, I ain't gonna do nothing but play passive like she didn't say it. And I ain't even mention it no more. I'm gonna just proceed to make this bitch like me. I done already told her what time it is. I done already told her what I want. So if she would never do it, and I told her what I want, and it's something she would never do, don't you think if the bitch really wouldn't do it, she'd have got her motherfucking ass up and left? You guys don't think like that. I do. Bitch, you can say you don't want to hear it all you want to, but unless you get the fuck up or hang the goddamn phone up, you land to hear the shit. And I'm going to bring it. So, what I'm saying is this. By her continuing talking to me, she's letting me know she can be caught. Already done brought some to her that she would never do. I should be dangerous. No, I'm not. Because she already said no and she think I'm through with it. She think I want that pussy. Which I do. Oh yeah, I like the fuck of it. Don't get me wrong. Hey, don't try to hold me to no goddamn pimp principles. I ain't had no damn pimp hole in 20 years. I can fuck who the fuck I want to, how much I want to, when the fuck I want to. But just take it from me. This is true. The shit never stops for me. And it don't have to stop for you. Motherfuckers be learning from what I'm talking about. At FW, you're going to learn all about how to read a woman and see what you need to see to make this conversation work with her. Women are very animated when you talk, especially when you get them animated. And these motherfuckers will show you and lead you to what to tell them, as long as you ain't lying when you say it, because I'm on the women's side. You motherfuckers deserve to be dissed. Because all you do is lie to a bitch, get her to liking you, and then the next thing you know, you got to ask mama, could you use the car? or some fucking stupid shit. You know you motherfuckers do that. So what I'm saying is, I had a young motherfucker call in on my video today. And this motherfucker said some shit. And I denied it. I just, man, you lying ass motherfucker. You know, I went on Google. I honestly thought this fool was lying. But, you know, after talking about it, and I'm, you know, woo-woo, fuck this motherfucking punk lying motherfucker, woo-woo. So a couple callers called in. And they said that they seen this video. Something about me begging some bitch. You know, and this fool was saying, you know, that's not what you teach, blah, blah, blah. So, of course, I'm denying this goddamn shit because I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about, and I know motherfuckers be lying on me. But these callers called in voluntarily and verified that this nigga was talking about some video of me talking to some bitch. And I, according to this nigga, was begging for the pussy, talking about I'm gonna pay for babysitters and all this motherfucking shit. And now I ain't really against paying for a bitch babysitter if it's gonna get the bitch over there and I can motherfucking hit that pussy if that's what the fuck I want. Now I don't think of that as being a trick. Now I have done that before. Actually, once I found out that this shit was true, something one of the callers said let me know it was true, because across the street, he mentioned across the street, I knew what bitch he was talking about, and I didn't motherfucking pay for her babysitter many times. That you guys might remember, I was telling you about I was fucking with this 25-year-old bitch, fine motherfucker. Yeah, I paid for her babysitter a couple of times. I even paid for a cab to bring that bitch over here. But that ain't trick shit to me. If it is to whoever the fuck that was calling and talking that shit, okay. Which evidently it was. But them callers called in. And I'm telling you, you know, I didn't hear this. I didn't hear the call. I just know it's a wait. Let me get you 606. What's up, man? 606. Hey. What's happening?
Hey, what's good, bud? This is Marcus Gray out of New York City.
What's happening, brother?
Quick question. Can you give me a breakdown of your three type of bitches you was talking about? The massage chick, the whole bitch.
Listen, can you just listen? Just listen to me as far as what I'm saying. Preferably, I would fuck with any one of those bitches as a square nigga, the nigga I am today. Because if you notice, they all have in common in one way or another they hoes. But if I was pimping, I would only fuck with the one that act like a prostitute or the one that act like a hoe, because I can be myself with that bitch. She's not scared of me. She's not scared of what she's doing. She's inviting all this shit as long as we prosper. That call girl, she's the teaser. No, excuse me, the massage parlor girl. She's the teaser. So she'll let you get that pussy. But it's going to be her way or no way. And if it's her way, you gonna just listen, please. Don't interrupt. It's going to be her way or no way. Woo, woo, woo. Now, the call girl, she just a mother. She will do whatever the fuck you want. But she ain't nothing but a show off. And she's really the kind of motherfucking bitch that just want to flash. You know, a lot of people just want to take her out for dinner. You know, that kind of shit. Mm. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because when I was in the streets, you know, there's a particular way to get at those bitches. Each one of them is a particular way to get at them. So what I'm saying is, this CEO bitch got a gang of money, got her confidence sky high, but she coming at me saying different shit that make me see her as a hoe. All that glamour of her, you know, achievements ain't finna mean shit. Plus, I'm finna have this bitch because the only one of them bitches I want is a bitch that got that kind of understanding. Because once I show her, the understanding she have is right, but she's executing it wrong. And make her see what's going on, because I don't need you, bitch. I just want to have you. You know, I'll make damn this much as you can make me not if you have a CEO. But I ain't trying to have you for any money. I got more than that for your motherfucking ass. Connection. I'm talking about business shit. I'm an author, bitch. I got 21 books. I mean, I'm going to tell this bitch so much shit. Now, them call girls and whoever, the massage parlor bitches, I'm telling them the same shit, but I ain't coming at them the same way. So what I'm saying is that's the breakdown, bro. Now, what good did that
okay.
do? What good did that do?
I just want... That did me some good. I just want to hear what your breakdown.
I just want to know what good it did you.
It did me a little good.
See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying about you motherfuckers? You're just scary motherfuckers. All I ask you is what good did it do? Oh, it did me some good. Oh, it did me a little good. It still ain't told me what good you motherfucking did. You motherfuckers are scary. You scary, and all you want to do is act like you know something, act like you about this. Because when it comes to standing up, you all do just like you did. And this is a private number that I, not you know, this number I'm looking at. And I don't get private numbers, so I would imagine that this is that motherfucker that called me today, talking about I was begging this bitch. I don't get these, but I'm going to... Hold on, not you, bro. Hey, private caller, what's up?
I will dog you as D, and I just want to say I love the fuck out of you, motherfucker. And I listened to you and Steve, this motherfucker, called in talking about cold approach. Motherfucker, you said, well, you want me to do a hot approach? And my question to you is, were you a martial artist? Did you train martial arts growing up?
Well, I ain't no martial artist, but I did, you know, do that karate shit when I was, you know, a younger teenager before I became a man.
Okay, okay. I do that judo, and I like boxing, too, for a workout. But keep doing
bro,
your thing, bro. My ears are big as a motherfucker. Listen, y'all, shit, I love the fuck out of you.
Let me ask you something. Is your motherfucking ass driving? You say I'm drunk, motherfucker.
I had Kirkland vodka in my ecosystem. Bro.
On the real.
Yeah, would.
Take your fucking ass and sit down, and don't be getting out there so you don't get in no trouble.
I ain't got to be next
to you to know you drunk, man, so, you know, fuck that, man.
John Lewis, and I love that box.
Go sit down, man.
I ain't getting that Kirkland vodka.
Yeah, I had to get him off. Hey, 606, so, we good?
Yeah, we straight, bud. I appreciate it.
All right, man, that's cool. So...
Peace.
All right, brother. Oh, I forgot to. Okay. You know, what I'm saying is that this dude was saying that I was recorded saying some sucker shit. And, of course, I denied it. And then the motherfucker, you know, go in and start talking about whatever. And I said, well, what did I say? What was so foul about what I said? And he mentioned some shit about a babysitter. But like I said, man, shit, man, ain't no way in the world I'm going to let a babysitter stop me from getting that motherfucking pussy, bitch. Especially if it's $20, $25, like them hood bitches, but any motherfucking way. The nigga's saying this shit, and I'm denying it. But when three different motherfuckers call in and verify that it is a video out like that, but then one brother went in detail and said, but it don't have you doing no sucker shit. this dude had you talking about the things that this brother say he was talking about, but you was standing up and he explained what was going on. So whoever the fuck put it out there, if they did it for whatever reason, I don't think it was to make me look bad, because everybody that called in and said they seen it said I was standing on, you know, this game I got. I was just trying to get the bitch over because we had fell out for whatever motherfucking reason, and I'm 78. Thank God I don't want to fuck that little young 25-year-old bitch, please. I'm going to tell that bitch I'll send a dump truck over there and get you and take your motherfucking trash to the goddamn junkyard to get your little motherfucker. But, oh, caller, I'm sorry. 517, what's up, man?
What's up, Professor? How you doing tonight?
Hey, Cameo, what's going on with you, brother?
Nothing much. Just called to kick it with you a little bit.
About what?
Okay, I know you come from a big family.
Yeah.
You got a lot of brothers and sisters. I do too. I'm the oldest. I'm the oldest of 10. And I'm tripping because, you know what I'm saying, me and one of my younger brothers bump heads. He think he younger than me, but he think he got more game than me when it comes to life and things like that. And I just had to stand up and let him know that you can't come with all that negative energy here. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. This your brother. Is what I'm saying. I ain't saying he right because I don't know what the fuck he's saying. But what I'm saying, man, is even with your brother, you got to get the fuck that. You know, because y'all ain't going to do nothing to bump heads even more. If you deny it, he going to claim it. If you claim it, he going to deny it. So that's your brother's adversarial ways at this point. But as long as you know it ain't getting violent, and as long as you know when he say whatever the fuck he say that's challenging, you stand up to it so he don't see you as a perp. You ain't supposed to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I was just tripping on that right. You know, because I tried to...
Why you was tripping, I do not want to hear nothing about none of that. You know me. I'm just, let's talk about it and handle it. How you handle it, what you do, how you process it, that's all on you. That's why you got that fucking confidence you got. You don't need to share the shit with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, right, Professor. I appreciate you.
You know it, man. I'm going to be real with you no matter what. So holler at me. 205, what's up?
What's up, Rosewood? How you doing, my man?
I'm good, brother. What about you?
I'm good, man. My question is, my thing is, I didn't catch the show from the beginning. I caught it at the end. I done caught some previous, you know what I'm saying, like little sessions that you've been talking, spin your game. The thing is about harnessing. Like, how do you harness, like, your thoughts? Like, when you're trying to transform into this new person and have these new habits, like, how do you harness your thoughts?
See, my problem is, bro. When you ask a question, you do not have to explain it. Just ask it.
Oh, okay.
You said, how do you harness your thoughts? You harness your thoughts by taking them from thoughts to being action. And you do that by repetition, repeatedly making yourself do the same thing, whatever it is you're talking about is best for you. You do it repetitiously, over and over and over, until... you don't even have to think about it, and you're doing it naturally.
Okay, that makes sense, big dog.
All right, be cool, man. Hey, 216, what's happening?
What's happening, bud?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Oh, slow action, man. Just had a quick question about something I was dealing with, man.
Come on.
Okay. If you could give me any advice on how to deal with having multiple women,
come on, just ask the question.
What would you suggest for how to smoothly handle multiple women in one household.
Wait a minute, man. What I'm saying is this, and I'm not saying you doing this, but I've been getting a lot of motherfuckers asking that shit. Some version of it. And you know what? I realized that dude just hung up because he's lying. But I realized these motherfuckers just talking about that sister wives shit that's on TV. I don't watch that shit. But these square ass motherfuckers is talking about having multiple women, marriage or whatever, and they end up having problems like a motherfucker because they don't know nothing about having a woman, let alone multiple women. And that's what I was going to tell this sucker. But he knew it, and he got off. 205, what's up? You still there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My bad. Let me get off. I ain't got no other question. I'm dead list.
All right, cool. All right, I got you. Okay, so what I'm saying, these three guys, 216, what? Did you just show up or what?
Yeah, my other phone had died, man, so I called on my other phone.
Okay, so you got something to add?
Yeah, I just wanted to know what your advice was towards that. I didn't hear it because my phone had died. So,
okay, what was the question then? What was your question again? How to deal with multiple women?
Yeah, in the same household.
Bro, listen to me. You went off, and I said, yeah, he knew I was going to roast his motherfucking ass because that's some punk shit. What I'm saying is this, man. And just be honest so I can answer you honestly. If you asking that question, you obviously have multiple women in the same house, right?
Well, that's what it's leading up to. You know, she wanted me to bring other girlfriends in the house with us, man. So,
is this some of that sister wives type shit? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's what it is, basically.
So, what I'm saying, man, that's television. It's not something for people to do. It looks however it look. But if you notice, every one of them motherfuckers, the dude end up being a punk for a bitch, and the bitches hate each other. That's because that motherfucker don't know how to have women. And if you don't know how to have women, you sure can't have them in the same house. Now, do that make sense to you?
Make perfect sense.
So check this out. Why don't you and your woman go out and then to wherever y'all go, maybe a lesbian club, who know? I don't know, wherever y'all go, and let her catch a bitch. Bring that bitch home. Have some motherfucking fun. If the bitch want to come back, what day, bitch? If she don't, now you didn't got started. So at least you know you can have these bitches. Now for you, you're going to be able to have your fun as far as fucking bitches. But as far as trying to create some situation that's permanently so you can have, you don't have to put work in and shit, no, you can't do that. That's, you're going to have to work hard in a motherfucker when you have two bitches. Don't have three or four. You cannot have them. You can have them in the same house if you want to fuck them all at the same time and you want them to be screaming at each, all those stupid shit. No, man. I will have a bitch living in her own spot. I have another bitch living in her spot. And if I want them two bitches to fuck with each other and me, I just tell them, y'all meet me, or you meet me over here, woo-woo, and you meet me over here, woo-woo. And then when they get there, they'll see each other, and they know what time it is. That's controlling shit. The way you talking, you going to let the shit control you like them sister wives motherfuckers do. Nah, how about that, bro?
Perfect, man. Appreciate you.
All right, that's what's up. You got it accepted when it comes. Now, check this. Like I say, the three callers said I wasn't doing no goddamn sucker shit. You know, they said I was telling the bitch, you know, where shit stood. And I wanted to hit that fucking pussy. I even said that to the bitch. Now, I gather, you know, the bitch said something, because I haven't heard this shit, but I gather the bitch said something about she didn't have money for a babysitter or some fucking shit. And I told that bitch, whatever I told her, but I know I told her, man, fuck with that. I got the babysitter, whatever the fuck I said. And what I'm saying is, when the dudes is telling me it was real, start telling me this shit, I realized some tape was up, because not only was what they was telling me I kind of recognized, I knew exactly who the goddamn bitch was, talking about across the street or whatever they said was being said. 914, what's up, brother?
What's up, Rose?
Nothing, what's happening?
Not much, man. Just want to know, what is your biggest gem you've learned in all these years? Like, what do you think just carried you? Where you keep that mind frame.
Hey, you know what carries me? I know for a fact I'm a selfish and conceited bastard. I don't need nobody. I don't want damn motherfucker to help me. I don't need nobody's suggestion. I know goddamn well whatever the fuck I think of, I'm going to be able to do it all by myself. I know that. That's what keeps me going.
All right. God bless. Thank you, bud.
God bless you too, brother.
Right, peace.
So this is what I'm saying. The bitch several times needed a babysitter, and each time I met that, telling you, 68, 25, fine, come on. Is it any question? As long as that bitch ain't say I need $100 sleeve, fuck me. You know, bitch, please get your stupid ass out of here. But if the bitch tomorrow, I'll come over there and let you get the pussy, but shit, I ain't got no babysitter. That's her saying, if you can provide a babysitter, you can hit this. Bitch, rush it. Rush it over here. Yeah, bring your baby too. Come to my house, blah, 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 with your baby or kid. Well, this particular bitch kid was 8 or something. But what I'm saying, bring her here and walk across the street, then bring your ass back. Now, I don't know what could be fucked up about that, but what I'm saying is, the thing is, this fool was lying. He was saying whatever about a real existing video, which I didn't know about, but to show you, bud, I stand on what I say. I told him, ain't no goddamn video of you lying. You making that shit up. You a fucking liar. Because I ain't know when the fuck I would do what the fuck you talking about. I cussed him out. You a liar. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I said all that. I denied him having a recording of me begging some bitch for some pussy. Or, as he put it, tricking. He said, you was tricking, man. See, you know, as I've stated in the past, and will continue to believe, if you don't have no clean jacket, you can't do what the fuck I do. Because motherfuckers is coming at you. They coming at you. Now, this dude went as far as to say he has some of my shit, or maybe he even said he went to Sidewalk University. But after he seen this stuff, he like couldn't fake me. That nigga lying. I mean, he might have some shit. He might even went to Sidewalk University. 706, what's up?
What's happening, man? Ooh, this take a boogie.
Okay, what's happening?
Man, I'm trying to see what's up, man. They're down and dirty on this topic, man. Dude, I got the girl I met, man. She's real, real cool, real, real sweet. She do everything I needed to do. But at the end of the day, she be spassing out here and there. And lately, I've been noticing nose.
Wait, at the end of the day, what?
At the end of the day, I think she on that shit, bro. For real.
Oh, she on some dope?
Man, gotta be, man. So, you know.
Wait. What I'm saying is, you could think a bitch on some dope, or you could know she on some dope by her moves. Which one is it?
No song, bro. I don't seen it too many times, but I never thought it
so
would pop up
out of. So why are you asking about, wait, man. Why are you asking about this bitch?
Man, because, man, I ain't gonna lie, man.
Because you pussy whoop, so, man, I can't help you. Hey, bro, you pussy whoop, and you know it, so you just want to have a bitch. Fuck how fucked up she is. You already think that. I can't change your mind from that.
No, I don't think that. I'm just sitting up there like, man.
Have you fucked this bitch?
Yeah.
So, I know you pussy whoop. That's why you're trying to figure out how to have this dope fiend bitch. Now,
I'm trying to figure out, man, is it worth it?
No, you're not, bro. No, you're not. Because if whatever the fuck you was trying to do, you were really trying to do it, you would have did it. That's what I'm saying. Man, I'm just trying to my motherfucking ass. Fuck you in trying. You either want it, and you going to sit there and be trying, or you going to want it, and you going to go get it. That's life.
You know what I'm talking about. I need it straight like that. That was just a different situation for you, boy. But at the end of the day,
man,
bro,
don't come with no bullshit. I know what you need. That's why I'm going to chop your head off if that's the case. I'm real with mine, man. If you want what the fuck you talking about, go get it, because it ain't coming to you. It ain't going to come knock on your door and say, here I am, baby. Fuck that. All right, man. Be cool. Be cool, brother.
I got
you. 817, what's up?
What's going on, man? Hey,
man,
I just want to say, when you tune in with yourself, man, and you start interacting with people, you start to see what's real and what's not. And motherfuckers pick up on that shit, too. Niggas will start to separate themselves from you, or they'll start to fuck with you, all based on you just being real with yourself and telling the truth. That shit crazy,
well,
man. This is some real shit you're doing.
I don't know if you're a student of mine, but that's what I'm telling motherfuckers at SWU. God damn it.
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, god damn it, because you were saying some dope. I couldn't deny it. Oh, but what I'm saying, bro, it just opens up everything. Because
everything.
All the bullshit you was thinking, trying to fake and all that bullshit, you ain't even got to spend time thinking about none of that shit no more, which gives you plenty of time to see the roses, smell the motherfucking daisies and shit, and be yourself. I'm loving it, man. That's some good shit. If you don't mind
me
asking, do you want to say who you are, or are you currently, or did you graduate, or what?
No, see, here's the thing, man. I just jumped on, but what you really doing is, if you a person who had confidence at one point or did whatever the case is, you really are reminding men of who they are already. That's what I would say.
Well, hey, I'm telling everybody, this shit I'm bringing ain't new.
It's not new.
It's just not tune. But it's a lost art, brother. It's lost because motherfuckers have been tripped out. About whatever the fuck society talking about. Fuck society.
Bullshit.
It's about what we think. That's how you be a man. That's how you be a motherfucker. That's how you be everything these motherfuckers talking about, how to this and how to that. No, get into who you are. But what I'm saying is dudes today are so into technology, they use technology. And otherwise, they ask a question on technology, and the technology answers it like that. And the motherfucker think he did his homework because he can remember that answer. No, you can't remember it. You can remember it, but can you do it?
And then
that's where the learning
niggas,
come in.
That's where the learning comes in, bro.
If you can do the shit, not if you know the
can
shit.
Can you do it?
Can you fucking do it? And motherfuckers that fuck with me can do it. That's what makes them motherfuckers That's why they love me. That's why I hope you
man,
ain't
hey, hey, hey man, you deserve all your props and praise for this one real shit.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you.
And one more thing. I don't know if you've done it, but, man, niggas have women on these pedestals and is making them be like bitches, too. Niggas value women way too fucking much, and they value their opinions, and they talk about niggas like bitches, and they just turned into bitches because they value them so motherfucking much for the wrong reasons. Not that women don't have values. They value them for the wrong reasons. They value
them
for the bullshit.
But wait. They're not really valuing women. They're
lusting
for pussy.
That's a good point.
They're lusting for pussy. They don't have any value for themselves. That's why they're allowing themselves to look so stupid, lusting for pussy. Because it's not the woman. Because if it was the woman, they would be able to catch her. Because if you catch the woman, you going to get the pussy. What woman come to you? What woman come to you without her goddamn pussy?
Exactly.
I'm saying, you know, motherfucker be trying to get some pussy, you miss the whole bitch. No, you catch
the whole
that
thing.
Bitch. I'm saying you catch her and the pussy, her money, and whatever the fuck you think you trying to do, come with her. Bro.
Exactly.
Hey, man, whoever you are, if you in school now, when we do my our shit money, you better let me know who the fuck you are. I love this shit.
Hey, I'm gonna send you an email so you can know it's me. I'm gonna send you one now.
All right, man. Love it, man. Be cool.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, I got a clean jacket. I've had a clean jacket my whole career. I am not gonna start fucking my jacket off now. But people are gonna say shit. They gonna try to say shit. And this dude, now, the only thing I will give him is he may really think what he think about me saying whatever about my babysitter. But I can't tell that motherfucker what to think. I know I was not doing none of the goddamn shit he say the shit meant, but if it wasn't for them brothers, I would have been denying something that was actually up. Looking like I was lying. Good looking out, man. The motherfuckers that called in and hit me, good looking out. That's why I be real with y'all, because y'all be real with me. You know, now on to another topic. This nigga I turned out started getting money. He ended up catching this bitch. And when he called me, he was just screaming on this hoe. So I checked. The bitch is like 7 or 8 years older than him. So I checked him. And he told me he never had a thief. You know, this bitch is, you know, brought in some jewelry. And, you know, I said, man, are you a pawn shop? I mean, you know, what I'm saying, man, ain't nothing wrong with the bitch bringing you some jewelry and shit. If, you know, she didn't took it and shit. But, you know, you act like that's all the bitch do. And the niggas say that is, she just a thief. Now, fuck all the details. This particular night, first, the bitch was still $500 or some kind of bullshit ring or some chain, you know, some bullshit. And he didn't know what to do because, you know, he ain't no pawn shop. He can't turn that shit into money unless he go pawn it for some bullshit. So we kicked in and, you know, I told him what he needs to start, you know, doing and start telling that bitch. And soon, because I told the nigga, bitches, you a thief, you better come in here with 2 racks or more, or you better quit trying to tell me you a thief and you better sell some motherfucking pussy. He was doing that, and the bitch started bringing me more money. Now, I didn't told him, man, because if the bitch a real thief, and all she's been bringing you is $500, $700, or whatever, she's been keeping money on you, nigga. That bitch, she might steal $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 tonight and break you off 4 nights in a row and be somewhere smoking crack or something. I ain't think that's what she's doing. what I'm saying, nigga. You got to think like that. Now, this particular night, the bitch came in with more money than this nigga ever seen at once. This hoe had so much motherfucking money that from a trick she had knocked off that this nigga damn near couldn't keep, he couldn't catch his breath. He didn't know what the fuck to do because he had never checked. It was $17,000. And well, I, well, of course, that's not a hell of a lot of money, but if you only been checking $500 or something, $17,000 is a grip. And see, this is the power you get when you know you fucking with an OG like me, because what he did was immediately, before he even went to get the money from the bitch, the nigga called me. You know, I've had that much more paid to me at once, so I told that motherfucker, nigga, go to the motherfucking mirror and let me know when you're standing in front of it. A couple seconds go by and he said, I'm in front of it. And I told his motherfucking ass, think of what you was doing before that motherfucking bitch called you and then turned the light out. And the nigga did. And I asked him, is it dark? He said, yeah, it's dark. So turn the light back on. And he did. And then he said, what now? What I'm saying is, I told this motherfucker, this game ain't for niggas who hope shit. It's for niggas who know shit. You either pimping and you trust in your pimping, which means the bitch is liable to get you anything and bring it all to you, or you ain't pimping at all. Man, I didn't know you were still on there, bro. I should have let you go. I'm sorry. Or you ain't pimping at all. And what I'm saying is, when it was dark, when the lights was out, you couldn't see that motherfucking mirror. In this life that we live, game is your mirror. And if you got the lights out, you can't see. And just as quick as that light came on, is how quick your life can change in this game. And you're supposed to see yourself in the change and be ready to be down. You got to know with the little dough you didn't check. You know, you should have went and checked that dough, nigga, and called me as you rolled or whatever. And I told that motherfucker, stop being scared of this game, fool. Now, 817, I see you 1 minute. The only reason I fucks with this nigga, just because he's serious and he honest. Because you know what that motherfucker said to me? Before he hung up, he said, I appreciate you, man, because I don't know why, but I was scared. But I ain't now. I said, that's because you're Popeye, motherfucker, and I'm Spanish, and you didn't have your dose. Get pimping, nigga. hey, 817, where you go, motherfucker? I was just finna get you. But now this thing I'm telling you about, look, I got another story about this shit that you guys could understand, or you should understand. This thing I'm talking about, I just told you, check 17 racks, blah, blah, blah. This thing had never checked over maybe $1,000. So, you know, he know this bitch a thief. And after, you know, he got that money, he started talking a little shit. Now, the nigga, of course, blew the bitch. And he contacted me. And he wanted some culture. But he had been talking shit, so I said, nigga, you must be finna pay me for my time, man. You know? And he said, man, I still got some money, man. So, yeah, woo-woo. You know, I kicked him with him for like 4 or 5 months. And, he was calling me, you know, with this or that problem on the regular. Nigga, you better hit me. The nigga do. Woo-woo. And what I'm saying is, I don't care how much he calls, as long as he gonna, you know, pay for the session, because I'm not gonna try to help you pimp a bitch. So my first question to this motherfucker was, how do you know she's a thief? Because there's no thief worth her salt that ain't, you know, going to get more than that little $500 shit. And then the nigga said, the nigga I got her from said she was a thief. Now, you guys got to understand, I've been in this game a long time. That's why I charge a motherfucking nigga who fuck with me, because what I tell him is going to probably be right long as he executes. And I know all you motherfuckers are making the same mistake he was. And to just put it bluntly, he wasn't seeing the value in this game. Because, you know, he would get to a position and or a point, and then he would always go with some shitty thinking or whatever. He wouldn't go with what the goddamn game say do. I cannot tell you exactly what I told him after all he paid for it, but it had to do with investing in the game. When a host see that you really about this game, enough that you invest, she sees it all the way down to how you do little things for her, she's going to give you her all. This nigga didn't do any of the things I have been telling him about that he should do with the bitch because she was paying him like a motherfucker. I told him, man, you ran the bitch off with your fucking greedy-ass ways, you greedy-ass motherfucker. I said, the bitch gonna come back, but you better show you got some pimping. You better not be sorry she left, and you better not be happy you got her back. You just better learn that you can't have a bitch like this without doing some shit, nigga. So when he came back up with the bitch, which I predicted, he called me and told me he was going to do the shit I spoke about. And exactly as I said, because I told him, look, man, when the bitch come back and you pimp right, she going to see the difference. And she going to tell you, she going to confess that she wasn't giving you all the money. And exactly as I said, she confessed that she was getting more than she was paying him. And I also told him, motherfucker, if she do confess, before she get the last word out of her mouth, slap the dog shit out of her motherfucking ass and threaten to break her goddamn arm if she ever think about some shit like that again and get close up on her. Now, he did this the first day he got her back. And he had been getting stings, little stings, you know, 1,500, 1,200, until the bitch brought this 17 racks. Now, all you motherfucking pimps out there, I know why she brought the 17 racks. And I believe it was all she took. But I don't believe any of you motherfuckers know why she brought him that money. I don't believe it. And I ain't got time to sit up and wait for you motherfuckers to get enough nerve to call in and tell me why this nigga got that motherfucking money. I ain't finna wait on that shit. Sometimes I gotta remind myself that I'm only fucking human. And I'm not gonna tell you why she brought him that goddamn money. But I will tell you this morning, at a gas station, a woman I met, I mean, I didn't meet her. 302, you might want to kick some game with me, huh? Come on, baby, what's up?
Yeah, bro, I was just listening in. I just checked in with you about the bitch or whatever. Like, I feel like as soon as he, you know, showed that he wasn't in a scarcity mindset, like he need the bitch, and he showed her, he put her a check, you know what I'm saying? She fell in line and gave him the racks.
Well, I mean, I ain't going to say if that's right or wrong, bro. But, you know, this nigga paid for all that information, so I'm not giving it away. If you think that's it, then good. I'm not saying you're wrong, and I ain't saying you're right. I'm just saying I want to know what motherfuckers think. And if enough motherfuckers call in, I might would say what the fuck it was. But you the only one that called in, man, so I can't give it up. Be cool, bro. So, listen. I wasn't really thinking about her. She's a little fine bitch too. But I was thinking about action I pass up every day. I mean, it's always said that when you get older, you become much more attractive. And for me, that shit seems to be true. I went into the store after, you know, getting the gas. And I wasn't accosted, but that's a motherfucking word a woman used, because she just asked me about, you know, what I thought about popcorn. And she had a look of dismay, like, you know, she was pondering, which popcorn should I get? And I had to say, I just had to say something. Because she wasn't really asking me which popcorn should she get. She was looking at me as if I could help her. Then as I thought about it, I thought about a lesson that I have in Sidewalk University, and it's on what's real and how can she tell. So let me get this dog called out. I'm sorry, brother, I didn't see. I like to try to get you immediately. 613, what's up?
513,
I'm sorry, yeah.
Whatever. What you was talking about with what I think she wanted. I think just wanted to shock him. She wanted to see his reaction. She wanted to see everything about. She wanted to see what he wanted to do, what he was gonna do. It was like a test for him, to me.
Well, everything in life is a test. There's no certain test.
She wanted to get the feel of him and how he would react. She wanted his reaction. She wanted him. My opinion.
Well, that's not a bad answer, bro. That isn't. See, the thing about games is if it's 15 of us and we have one question, there can be 15 motherfucking correct answers. That's why I'm not going to say yours is wrong or right. I know what I'm thinking, and I know what I want, the point I want to make as far as what I'm thinking. But I know if I was at the after hours kicking it with some niggas and you know, I said woo woo, and they said, no, it's like this here. How the fuck I'm going to tell them wrong? Because if I say, nigga, you wrong about that shit, that motherfucker's going to show me how what he thinking is right, because he's going to point out what he talking about to make him believe what the fuck he's talking about. And then how am I going to tell him not to believe what he's seeing going on in his life? You got to think like that, bro.
I do.
Well, then you're good, brother. Good question, man. So, what I'm really getting at is I wanted to say something to this woman, but I know I'm married. Or I was married. And I'm thinking that, well, no, I be trying to act like I'm married when I think this shit. But what I want to say something to her, and I want it to be enticing, but I did not want all the follow-up shit that I might get from this bitch. Because I had something to do this morning. But anyway, at times, I just can't help myself. And I thought, shit, I'm only fucking human. So I stood behind the bitch. And I cleared my throat. And, you know, then I said, you know, my wife usually gets the cheesy flavored popcorn. But I get the goddamn heavily buttered plain kind because I take it home and mix honey roasted nuts and caramel in it. And then I got my own home style Cracker Jacks. Baby started laughing, which is what I was intending. So we spoke for a few more moments, and you know me. I was at her very discreetly. And she looked at me and said, my, that popcorn does sound tasty. What other recipes do you have for me to try? Now, I'm thinking that she might be really just talking to me. But, and as I was getting ready to respond, I noticed this bitch's eyes was dead on my motherfucking dick. So I said, ma'am, I'm a master chef, and my specialties are the erotic fare. Dare I say, if I gave you one of my recipes, I would have to call 911 for you because it would take your breath away. And she smiled and said, "What? We can't have that, could we?" And I smiled and said, "No, ma'am, we sure can't have that." Now, being honest, I really wanted to smash on this bitch because she was giving me action. But you don't know the power in not accepting action. You just don't know what it does for you when you don't let that head rule this head. Because this bitch was 50-ish, shapely, salt and pepper hair, a snow bunny, and she was laying to have me TTA. You know, tap that motherfucking ass. But I know I wasn't really, you know, looking for that kind of shit. So, this led me to think, why does shit find me almost every time I go out? You know, you just be rejecting your action. And then I thought about this lesson. Because we learned at SW, the catch that's going to be something is the catch that you don't try for. All them other ones, if you catch a catch, but it ain't going to be shit. Just going to be a bitch you fucking. And the reason the one you don't try for will be the right one is because you're going to be attracting her by your confidence, by your aura. She's going to come to you. When you are confident, motherfucker, and you out and about, you don't even worry about looking for no bras. You know every fucking woman in any distance is watching your every goddamn step because of your aura, along with the way you carry your fine motherfucking ass. It's so alluring to them women. It's like honey. And I know women are bees, and they'll do anything in their power to get some real, live, sweet honey. It's getting to where I can't go out my house. I'm telling you, this brother that they was talking about lives across the street. I'm already fucking my next-door neighbor. Well, she ain't my next-door neighbor, but she was. I said, I can't go out the motherfucking house. So, I can't go to the store. I can't go to the gas station. I can't go to this church. I can't go to the funeral. I can't go to a party. I can't go to the club. You know, I can't go to the beach. I can't stop at a stoplight. I can't drive on the freeway. Shit. I can't go nowhere where women don't recognize my motherfucking confidence. And once they do, they just start coming at me in full force with their sneaky ass buzzing around my motherfucking ass trying to take some of my fucking honey. Damn. What a fucking life. This is the life. When you have something as valuable as confidence, your daily routines become anything but routine. You don't have no routine. You know, it's, oh God, you're just a creator. Breakfast has to be some kind of way exciting. Maybe not exciting, but interesting, more interesting than just eating. But I was, you know, getting groceries today. Not groceries, but I was okay, here's another fucking story. I don't give a fuck. You don't have to, you know, understand or believe why I'm telling you this shit. But wouldn't you want to be 68 years old and have this kind of shit happening to you? Well, wait, let me tell you what happened first, then I'll ask you that. Because I was getting some groceries. And you know, I ended up at the, you know, produce. And I got me a couple of onions. And, you know, I seen this lady. You know, her arm was in the sling. And when I checked out, I also seen this lady come. She was coming out. And she had in her sling hand, she had a cup of coffee. And coincidentally, my car was parked near her. And when the bitch was trying to put the potatoes in her Mercedes, she started struggling and shit. And I just said, wait a minute, let me help you. And just stop what I was doing as far as getting ready to put my shit up. And went over there and offered my assistance. And I, you know, she had a couple of bags, you know, so I put the shit in there for her. And then I was getting ready to tell her something. Oh, wait a minute. 817, you got something to say, bro?
No, okay. Man.
It's cool. Oh, so what I'm saying is, as I'm getting ready to tell her, I don't even know what I'm going to tell her, but the bitch had me a $10 bill in her business card. I looked at her, and, you know, I took the card out of her hand and I left the 10. And I say, I'm much too expensive to do things for tips, madam. And after explaining that, you know, she had an operation on some kind of tendon in her wrist or carpal tunnel or some fucking shit, she appreciated, you know, that I was a gentleman and wanted to help her. And she said, I hope I didn't insult you. You know, I don't get to see many gentlemen, especially this early in the morning. But you got a cap, fellas. I said, that just means, you know, you need to get out more often, young lady. I can see you busy. You might want to give yourself a little more time to smell the roses. And I came at her with that shit. Just as quickly, I can't. As a matter of fact, I know a nice rose garden in the city that you can go enjoy. You might want to go do it today. I'm telling you, I looked at her business card for the first time, and her card said Danica. Danica the dancer. Parties and special events. I didn't know this bitch was some kind of a hoe, but she was. And I looked at her, and she winked a seductive wink and thanked me for my assistance. Moral of the story. Moral of the two or three stories I didn't tell you. When you got a true taste of confidence, you make your action just by being out, just by being forward as you are. Women don't want to talk to you, people like me. Women are ensnared by the traps we set. They get ensnared. They get trapped by a motherfucking life. Shit. You don't want to be overly forward. You just want to be forward enough to intrigue that woman. And then you'll find that she'll invite you in. Just as this woman was doing with me, but I declined. Confidence is not priceless. It has a cost. Most times, paying that cost make you miss a lot of pussy because you have principles along with it, and you just ain't going to go too far for some goddamn pussy. I know you know, motherfuckers don't hear from me on, let's say, Facebook or any of that shit no more. But I still read different posts and all that goddamn shit every, you know, periodically. And I read, now this is crazy, with some dude, you know, got into some kind of problems involving minors. Now, there's supposed to be photos, a video, and all kinds of incriminating shit on this dude. And it ain't like it's just a rumor if that's the case, because the motherfucker who made the post that I was reading, I know that motherfucker. And he was wondering if he should have, you know, this dude should have taken a deal or not. Now, in my opinion, this is what I have to say about that. See, this is the kind of shit that we should not be concerned with. We don't need to be concerned with what this dude plea is. There's no way a genuine practitioner of this game would give a damn what the hell happened to this fool, because he's got some negative shit. There's kids involved. There's photos and videos. So you don't want to know the details. You don't need to know the details. He and all who's concerned with his goddamn ass, they deserve what the fuck that happens. Whatever it is. There is a such thing as getting caught in the cross. You know, honest mistake. But paying a huge price in this game is for you if you fuck with kids, if you do things that's just really fucked up. So since that's the case, fuck that motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. And all you motherfuckers need to understand, real niggas do not do the shit that this motherfucker is accused of doing, or any other kind of goddamn bullshit. Especially documented on videos and pictures. He wanted what he's faced with, fellas. It's not on you to provide him safety. Look, I'm going to tell you something. Let me see. I should have seen you guys. I haven't even been over here to see what you guys are doing. Well, there's too many. Hey, I'm going to tell you this, and then I'm gone. My life is changing, and the thing that is the way that it's changing, I'm turning into a real motherfucking sidewalk university CEO. I ain't pushing shit. I am pushing shit, but not like I was. I got damn near students. I can have more, but what I'm saying is I got damn good students. I don't fucking need to chase you guys anymore. The only thing I have for you is if you want it, go get it. Because Sidewalk University is the home of the go-getters. We do not want shit. I'm out.